Hello everybody, you're listening to Osho Radio. Today we bring you a new program of Osho Radio with music from the world of Osho and a discourse in which Osho continues to talk about the sutras of Patanjali.
Maria, wakan, Maria va kan, Maria va kan, manaio. 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 Maria Wakan, Maria Wakan, Manayo. Maria Wakan, Maria Wakan, Manayo. Maria Wakan, Maria Wakan, Manayo.
The discourse today is from Yoga, the Alpha and the Omega, Volume 6, Number 5. All the discourses you can download from OshoWorld.com. In this discourse, Osho talks about purifying the body and why it is necessary to do this, so you can open up your senses and reach different levels of understanding, and how this, while watching all the processes along the way, can finally bring you to the point of surrender. Thank you.
is like an iceberg, only a part, a minor part, is visible on the surface. The major part of the whole is hidden beneath. Or, man is like a tree. The real life is in the roots, hidden underground. Only branches are visible. If you cut the branches, new branches will come up. Because branches are not the source. But if you cut the roots, the tree is destroyed. Only a part of man is visible on the surface. The major part is hidden behind. And if you think that the visible man is all, then you commit a great mistake. Then you miss the whole mystery of man. And then you miss the doors within yourself which can lead you towards the divine. If you think that by knowing the name of a person, by knowing from which family he comes, by knowing his profession, that he is a doctor or an engineer or a professor, or by knowing his face, his picture, you have known him, you are in great illusion. These are just the appearances on the surface. The real man is far, far away from all these. This way, you may be acquainted, but you never know the man. It is enough as far as society is concerned. More is not needed. This skin-deep knowledge is enough for the marketplace. But if you really want to know the man, then you have to go deep. And the only way to go deep is to go within yourself first. Unless you know the unknown within you, you will never be able to know anybody else. The only way to know the mystery that man is to know the mystery that you are. There are hidden layers behind hidden layers. Man is infinity. If you go on diving deep in man, you will reach to God. Man is just the surface of the ocean, waves. If you dive deep, you reach to the very center of existence. Those who have known God, they have not known him as an object. They have known him as their innermost subjectivity. Those who have known God have not encountered him. They have not seen him as an object. They have seen him as the very seer, as their own consciousness. You cannot encounter God anywhere except within yourself. He is your depth. You are his surface. You are his periphery, he is your center. And the deeper you move within yourself, you are moving deeper in the whole existence, in others also. Because the center is one, peripheries are millions, but the center is one. The whole existence is centered on one point. That one point is God. God, that is the deepest depth of being. It is a great journey, a great pilgrimage to know man. Patanjali's sutras give you clues how to enter. The first sutra, Kayendriya Siddhi Asuddhi Chayat Tapsa. Austerities destroy impurities, and with the ensuing perfection in the body and sense organs, physical and mental powers awake. Before you can understand this sutra, many more things have to be understood. The body has been very much misused. You have mistreated your own body. You don't know the mystery of the body itself. It is not just the skin. It is not just the bones. It is not just the blood. It is a great organic unity, a great dynamism. And gross body is just the surface body, the skin of other bodies. Then behind the subtle there are subtler bodies, in all seven bodies. They all belong to seven different planes of being. The more you enter in your own being, the more you become aware that this body is not the all. But the second body is possible only, you will encounter it only if this body has become pure. Yoga does not believe in torturing the body. It is not a masochist affair, but it believes in purifying it. And sometimes purifying it and torturing it may look alike. A distinction has to be made. A man can fast and he may be torturing only. He may be just against his own body, suicidal, masochist. But then another man can fast, and he may not be a torturer, and he may not be a masochist, and he may not be trying to destroy the body in any way. Rather, he may be trying to purify it. Because in deep fasting, body attains to certain purities. You continuously go on eating every day. You never give any holiday to the body. The body goes on accumulating many dead cells. They become a load. Not only they are a load and burden, they are toxins, they are poisonous. They make the body impure. When the body is impure, you cannot see the hidden body behind it. This body needs to be clean, transparent, pure. Then suddenly you become aware of the second layer, the subtle body. When the subtle body is pure, then you become aware of the third body and the fourth, and so on. Fasting helps tremendously. But one needs to be very much aware that one is not destroying the body. No condemnation should be in the mind. And there is the problem, because almost all religions have condemned the body. Their original founders were not condemnators, they were not poisoners. They loved their bodies. They loved so much that they always tried to purify it. Their fasting was a purification. But one should learn the whole science of it. In fact, one should do a fasting near somebody who has been fasting long and who knows the whole path very well, who knows all the symptoms. If it becomes destructive, what will start happening? If it is not destructive, then what will happen? After a real purifying fast, you will feel new, younger, cleaner, weightless, happier, and the body will be functioning better because now it is unloaded. But fasting comes only if you have been eating wrongly. If you have not been eating wrongly, there is no need for fasting. Fasting is needed only when you have already done the wrong with the body. And we all have been eating wrongly. Man has lost the path. When the body is pure, you will see tremendous new energies arising. New dimensions opening before you. New doors suddenly opening. New possibilities. Body has much hidden power. Once it is released, you will not be able to believe it, that the body carried so many things in it, and so close, and every sense has a hidden sense behind it. Eyes have a hidden eyesight, an insight behind them. When the eyes are pure, clean, then you don't see only things as they are on the surface. You start seeing their depth. A new dimension opens. And the same happens with the ears also. Just like as eyes have a deep insight, the ears have a deep hearing quality. Then you don't hear what the man is saying, but rather you hear the music. You don't bother about the words what he is using, but the tone, but the rhythm of his voice. The inner quality of the voice, which says many things which words cannot deceive, cannot change. The man may be trying to be very polite, but his rudeness will be in his sound. The man may be trying to be very graceful, but his sound will show his ungracefulness. The man may be trying to show his certainty, but his sound will show the hesitant quality. These are very simple things. Then there are our deeper powers, which yoga calls siddhis, magical powers, miraculous powers. They look miracles because we don't understand their mechanism, how they function. Once you know the mechanism, they are not miracles. In fact, a miracle is not possible. All that happens, happens according to a law. The law may not be known, then you call it a miracle. When the law is known, the miracle disappears. All miracles are according to hidden laws. But one has to move within words. One has to search one's own innermost core. And the greatest power that awakens in you is the feeling of deathlessness. Not that you have a theory, a system, a philosophy that you are immortal. No, now you have a feeling. Now you are grounded in it. Now you know it. It is not a question of any theory. It has become your knowing that there is no death. This body will disappear into its elements, but your consciousness cannot disappear. The mind will disintegrate. The thoughts will be released. The body will go into the elements, but you, the witnessing self, will remain. This is the greatest miracle that can happen to a man, that he comes to know that he is deathless. Then the fear of death disappears. And with the fear of death, all fears disappear. And when fears disappear, love arises. Swadhyayat ishta devata samprayoga. Union with the divine happens through self-study. Swadhyaya. This is very important sutra. Union with the divine happens through self-study. One has to study oneself. That is the only way to reach the divine. Patanjali does not say go to the temple. He does not say go to the church. He does not say do the rituals. No, that is not the way to be one with the divine. Go into yourself, swadhyaya, self-study. Because he is hidden behind you, within you. He is your withinmost core. You are the temple. Go within. Study yourself. You are a tremendous phenomenon. Study yourself. Study all that you are. And the day you have studied yourself completely, he will be revealed. He is hidden behind you, within you. He is you in your deepest being. So study yourself. This study means actually what Gurdjieff means by self-remembering. Patanjali's swadhyaya is exactly what Gurdjieff means by self-remembering. Remember yourself. And just go on watching how you relate with people. Watch. A relationship is a mirror. How you relate with strangers, how you relate with people who are known to you, how you relate with your servant, how you relate with your boss. Just go on watching. Let every relationship be a mirror, a reflection, and watch how you change your mask. Look at your greed. Look at your jealousies. Look at your fear. Look at your anxieties, possessiveness. Go on looking and watching. There is no need to do anything. That's the beauty of the sutra. Patanjali does not say do something. He says steady yourself. The very steady, the very awareness will do. A transformation will happen when you come face to face to know your whole being. In different moods, when you are sad, watch. When you are happy, watch. When you are indifferent, watch. When you are feeling hopeless, watch. When you are filled so much with hope, watch. In desire, in frustration, there are millions of moods around you. Go on watching. Let every mood be a window to look within yourself. From all colors of the rainbow, watch yourself. Alone when you are, watch. Together when you are, watch. Move to the mountains. isolated watch. Go to the factory, to the office, watch how you change, where you change. If you go on watching, never relax this watching for a single moment. Buddha has said that when you go to your bed, go on watching. When you go on falling into sleep, go on watching. How you fall asleep, go on watching. Don't allow anything to pass without watching. Just this self-remembering, this self-study will do all. You need not ask what to do after I have watched. Nothing is needed. Once you watch your hatred totally, it disappears. And this is the criterion. That which disappears by watching is sin. And that which grows by watching is virtue. That's the only definition I can give to you. I don't say that this is sin and that is virtue. No. Sin and virtue cannot be objectified. That which grows by watching is virtue. That which disappears by watching is sin. Anger will disappear by watching. Love will grow. Hatred will disappear. Compassion will grow. Violence will disappear. Prayer will grow. Gratitude will grow. So whatsoever disappears through watching is sin. Nothing else is needed to do with it. Just watch it and it disappears. It disappears just as when you bring light to a dark room, the darkness disappears. The room does not disappear. The darkness disappears. You will not disappear by watching. In fact, by watching you will be revealed. Only darkness will disappear. The darkness of anger, the darkness of possessiveness, the darkness of jealousy, all that will disappear. Only you will be left in your pristine purity. Only your inner space will be left empty, white. Union with the divine happens through self-study. Nothing else is needed. Awareness. Samadhi Siddha Ishwar Prani Dhanat. Total illumination can be accomplished by surrendering to God. And when you have studied yourself, when you have come to know yourself, surrender. That becomes very simple. It is not an effort then. Now if you want to surrender, it will be a tremendous effort. And then too, it will never be total. If right now you want to surrender, it will be only a part. And that too a minor part. The major will remain unsurrendered. If right now you want to surrender, how can you surrender with hatred inside? How can you surrender with jealousy inside? How can you surrender with violence inside? Surrender is possible only when you are absolutely pure. How can you go to God and put your hatred, violence, jealousies into His feet? No, only when you are pure, a flower of purity, then you enter the temple and surrender it. To surrender, one should become worthy of it. Because surrender is the greatest act. Nothing is beyond it. You cannot surrender by your will and effort. Because will and effort belong to the ego. The ego cannot surrender. When you go on studying yourself, watching yourself, the ego disappears. You remain But there is no more the I. You are a vast emptiness with no I in it. You are a vast emptiness but no I in it. Being exists, ego no more. Then it is possible to surrender. Total illumination can be accomplished by surrendering to God. Total illumination, samadhi, you become light itself. Everything disappears. You remain as an energy. And the purest energy is light. Now scientists, physicists say that if anything is moved with the speed of light, it will become light. If a stone brick is thrown with the speed of light, the brick will disappear. It will become light itself. Because at that speed, things disappear, only energy remains. They have discovered it just now within this century, that there is a possibility that the all matter is convertible into light, into energy. Matter is a slow speed energy. Light is a high speed energy. Ego is a material thing. It is a slow speed energy. When you surrender it, you attain to the speed of light. Then you are no more a solid thing. Then you are weightless energy. And weightless energy has no limitation. It is unlimited. And weightless energy cannot be defined in any other way. The only way to say is that it is light. The Bible says God is light. The Quran says God is light. The Upanishads say God is light. You become light. Total illumination can be accomplished by surrendering to God. First, move through self-study so you can encounter God within. Then surrender to it. All and all that you are, surrender to it. And remember that surrendering is not an effort. So don't be bothered how to surrender. Just first you remember yourself. Surrendering comes as a shadow. There is no technique to surrender. Once you know yourself, you know now how to bow down and surrender yourself. Surrendered, you become God Himself. Fighting with the whole, you remain an ugly ego. Surrendered with the whole, you become the whole. Let go is the ultimate mantra. But the greed may arise in your mind that then why wait? Why not I should surrender now? You cannot. You are the barriers. So how can you surrender? When you are not, surrender will be. If you are, surrender is not possible. You will not surrender. Your disappearance will be the surrender. You go out of one door, from another door enters surrender. You and surrender cannot exist together. So remember, you cannot surrender. Watch yourself so you become pure and pure and pure. So pure that almost nothing is left. Only a purity, a fragrance. Then surrender happens. In this sutra, Patanjali is simply saying that total illumination can be accomplished by surrendering to God. He is not saying how to surrender. He is not saying that surrender has to be done. He is simply indicating a phenomenon. Self-study has to be done. You will come face to face to God. If you have done self-study, you enter the temple, you face God, and then there is no problem. The moment you face Him, surrender happens. It is not a doing, it is a happening. Enough for today.
The meditation this week is called listening. Listening is a deep participation between the body and the soul, and that's why it has been used as one of the most potential methods for meditation, because it bridges the two infinities, the material and the spiritual. Whenever you're sitting, just listen to whatsoever is going on. It is a marketplace, and there is much noise and traffic, and the train and the plane. Listen to it with no rejection in the mind that it is noisy. Listen as if you're listening to music, with sympathy, and suddenly you will see that the quality of the noise has changed. It is no longer distracting, no longer disturbing. On the contrary, it becomes very soothing. If listened to rightly, even the marketplace becomes a melody. So, what you are listening to is not the point. The point is you are listening, not just hearing. Even if you are listening to something that you have never thought of as worth listening to, listen to it very cheerfully, as if you are listening to a Beethoven sonata. And suddenly you will see you have transformed the quality of it. It becomes beautiful, and in that listening, your ego will disappear.
Give myself slowly. world. I may not complete this last one, but I give myself to it. I circle around God. I've been circling for thousands of years, and I still don't know. Am I a falcon, a storm, or a great song?
We're almost at the end of the program. This was Osho Radio for today. In the first part of the program, you listen to music by Bindu, Kailash and Chimaya Dunster. After the discourse, there was music made by Deuter, Disha, and we're going to finish with Karunesh with a swinging number from his CD Global Spirit. Bye-bye everybody, until the next time. Namaste.
அபயப்ரதாம் மணிகணை நானாவிதை பூஷிதாம் பங்கஜ சங்க பத்மநிதி வேள்